President Bush is not the only one trying to shape the debate over Social Security. Democrats on Capitol Hill are looking toward congressional elections in 2006. One leader of that fight is Rahm Emanuel, a Democrat from Illinois. He used to work in the Clinton White House, and now he is chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, and we found him in his office yesterday. In this very early stage of the election cycle, Emanuel is targeting vulnerable Republicans, and he is emphasizing President Bush's plan to include private accounts as part of Social Security. He's highlighting the records of legislators he claims are trying to have it both ways.
What I've done is give him a rendezvous with their record. At one point, they've announced to the AARP they were opposed to privatization. Then they told in the same campaign season or same time that they told the National Taxpayer Union they're for it. Now, my view is, as Yogi Berra used to say, when you get to the fork in the road, take it. They're going to need to make a decision.
The Hartford Courant wrote about your efforts to target some moderate Republicans that you see as vulnerable in the state of Connecticut. And you questioned a couple of them, including Nancy Johnson, a very well-known Republican member of Congress, for the stand that she took on Social Security, said it was two-faced and so forth. What Nancy Johnson has said is that she opposes privatizing Social Security, but that she favors private accounts as an add-on to Social Security. Isn't that the same position that President Clinton took towards Social Security and later in his late in his administration?
She has said she's very open to the president's position, and then she said she's opposed to privatization. Well, one of the things that I noted on the most recent retreat, Republicans were saying they're against borrowing $2 trillion of debt, additional debt on top of the $6 trillion. They're opposed to cutting benefits up to 40%. And third, like this, they don't want to pull money out of Social Security to play at the roulette table of Wall Street. But they're very open to the president's position. Well, let me tell you, I just described to you the president's position. So you can't be open to the president's position, but be opposed to these things.
President Clinton, for whom you worked, did say that Social Security needed to be fixed, appointed a commission to make proposals, and said he was in favor of private accounts as an add-on to Social Security. How can Democrats say now that they are against doing anything without putting forth their own plan?
First of all, having worked there, Steve, President Clinton said, A, save Social Security first, while they were trying to gut the surplus we built up. Second, one of the most important things you can do to help Social Security is put our fiscal house in order.
Why don't Democrats put forth their own plan on Social Security?
Well, first of all, we want to be clear up front. What the president's proposed is a non-starter. And I think that's becoming quite true, even from Republicans who are saying to the president, yours is a non-starter. So if he wanted bipartisanship, the president got unique bipartisanship early on in his administration. Democrats forcefully, and now some Republicans are saying, your plan's a non-starter. Second is, we do have ideas as it relates to the retirement security. The problem we have is that people do not have the ability to save for the retirement. We have Democrats in both the House and the Senate who have ideas as it relates to a universal 401k, direct deposit of your tax refund into your savings plan, how to help get more people saving for their retirement and have more dollars in the savings plan so when they do retire, they have the dignity of their retirement.
If nothing gets done in this Congress in the next couple of years, in your view, does that benefit Democrats?
It's not as simple as that, Steve. You're asking me to analyze the election, first of all, 18 months out, and anybody tells you they know what the world's going to be 18 months out.
Although that's your job, to think about what
might be most beneficial. I understand that. I think one of the key things is that in a context where who are they frustrated with for nothing happening? And so I think, you know, in that sense is, it's not just nothing happening. It's nothing happening because they weren't ready to govern. They were ready to benefit the special interests at your expense. And unless you were able to make changes that help the special interests, that's the only way they were willing to make changes.
One thing that a lot of experts in Social Security have told us is that no matter what happens, somebody is likely to get hurt in some way once Social Security gets fixed. By attacking people who say that they are open to considering different changes in Social Security, are you going to make it harder for anybody, Democrat or Republican, in the end, to make a deal?
Steve, I've offered ideas that I think have a lot of merit as to deal with the retirement challenge middle-class families have. I've proposed those ideas. I think that helps people.
Congressman Rahm Emanuel, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Emanuel is an Illinois congressman and chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee.